Hello, and thank you for your call today. This is Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration again, Brother Jeff here, to remind you about the coming of our Lord Jesus. I'd like you to look at 1 Thessalonians with me, chapter 4, verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. The first thing that the Word of God is instructing us here about the coming of the Lord is to think back on those that have died, those saints, those real true Christians that have died. The Bible says they're not dead, but they're sleeping. He said, concerning them which are asleep. You know, the Bible calls Christians when they're living saints. And when Christians die, they're called the blessed. And so, therefore, the coming of the Lord is often referred to as the blessed hope. Excuse me. So, what we want to look at today and understand about the coming of the Lord is, first thing, those that have died in Christ, the Bible says, don't sorrow not. He says, don't you sorrow, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. You see, when the world buries their dead, they all they can do is eulogize and remember. They don't have that hope or that confidence that uncle or aunt or grandma or grandpa or husband or wife are in glory. All they know is they're gone and they miss them. And it hurts. But we don't sorrow as those that have no hope. We have a blessed hope. And we believe what the Bible says. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again. Even so, them which sleep or are dead already in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain under the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. So we have no upper hand on the saints that have gone before us, those blessed saints that are awaiting the coming of the Lord. Verse 16 just clears it up. It speaks of Jesus coming back. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. There's going to be a great noise when Jesus returns. There is going to be a shout. I don't know if it's going to be hallelujah, glory, praise God, if it's going to be something in a language we've never heard, but there is going to be a shout. There is going to be an angel, our God, lift up his voice like we've never heard it, like we've never heard anything. It says, with the voice of the archangel, and then with the trump of God. In other words, the trumpet of God is going to sound there. There is going to be a loud sounding trumpet, loud enough to wake up the dead in Christ. This trumpet is going to blow, and it says the dead in Christ shall rise first. So those that are in the ground, I don't care if they were buried in the deepest mine accident, or if they are buried 6 feet under, or if they are dead in the bottom of the sea, they are going to rise first. Then it says, the Christians which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. So first they're going to rise, and we're going to meet them in the clouds, with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. So God is going to come back, and they're going to be blessed, sleeping Christians that are in the grave, and they are going to rise to meet the coming of the Lord Jesus. And then there's going to be living Christians walking on the earth, living on the earth, and they are going to be called to the Lord, and they are going to rise just as Enoch did in his day. The scriptures tell in Genesis that Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. God just took him up to heaven. And that's what's going to happen to us if we get to see the Lord return before death seizes our mortal bodies. And then it tells us to comfort one another with these words. I think it's exciting that when you have sorrow and tribulation and war and all the things Luke 21 and Matthew 24 and Mark 13 refer to about the judgment times of the earth and the Lord coming back at the end, the great battle of Armageddon and Revelation and all these terrifying things that are coming. God says, as you're thinking about the return of Jesus Christ, it's comfort. We remember in the beginning it says we don't sorrow as those that have no hope. We have a blessed hope. The great God, our Lord Jesus, is coming back to receive those that were faithful and died and those that are still alive. But why don't we just meditate on those things and let us be ready to meet the Lord in the air or to wait on his return if we go by way of the grave. And it says there that eternity is there, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Oh, my friend, no parting, no heartaches, no hospitals, no death, no more pain. The former things will be done away with. And if you're not more excited to be in heaven than you are on earth, then, my friend, you need to check up and see whose side you're really on. Why don't we pray? Dear Father, I pray that you would help us to be heavenly-minded, that we would truly set our affections on things above and not here on the earth, that we would love and long to see our Lord Jesus returning, that we would love to see the graves and the ground setting forth of those that have gone before us, and to meet them in the clouds and meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Help us to be ready. Help us to be faithful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for your call today. If you have any questions or comments, 099 will give you access to leave a message in our voicemail. We'd really love to hear from you. If you have any questions about the end time of Jesus coming back, we may be able to find the answer in the Bible for you. We would love to hear from you if you have prayer requests or needs. We're ready to help you, so give us a message, and we'll call you soon. God bless you, and have a great day.